Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We got the legendary Mr. Steve Zabin sitting in. I'll be honest, the first two radio shows I really listened to, Junks, you and Andy, and then Tony, as I was like becoming a man. You know what I mean? Like, it's funny sitting with you now, and you and I have known each other a long time.
How old are you now?
44.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm 58.
Okay.
About to be 58.
When's your birthday?
Well, not about. June.
All right. Well, yeah,
still in a war.
I'd go with 57 then. Hell,
yeah. No,
you got like 8 months or something.
I'm feeling 58. But anyway, so yeah, so that's like a 14-year difference.
Big news yesterday out of Ashburn, and honestly, I'm not even sure how big of news it is. Frankly, the Commanders are riding a historically bad stretch of defense. They've lost four straight by three touchdowns or more. Like just really disastrous performances. And last week, they went to I don't know how long the word desperate playbook is, but if it has four pages, they went to page three yesterday and last week, and that was to move Joe Witt from the booth down to the field, and the results were the same. So they skipped to the last page of this thing. Joe Witt, no longer defensive coordinator. Dan Quinn going to take over as defensive coordinator. He'll call the defenses. Joe Witt back up to the booth. I am not entirely sure this is going to make any difference. Last I checked, Joe Witt didn't miss any tackles. Dan Quinn didn't miss any tackles. It's the right move. They have no other option. This is true desperation stuff. I think if there's a knock on Dan Quinn, it's he's loyal to a fault. I think you could have argued you should have done this 2-3 weeks ago. But here we are. Week 11, they've made a D coordinator change, but nobody's actually fired. Zabe, will it make any difference?
No, it will not make any difference. And it was a way for Quinn to stay loyal to his guy, and I appreciate that, to try to give another week for things to settle down. Hopefully they somehow scratch out a win, although I don't know how. They got six defensive starters now that are out for this game. Payne lost his appeal. So this
deservedly. I love Duran. I've known him since he was drafted.
Right.
But you socked a dude in the middle of the field. Like, whatever happened before, we can't find video of that. And I've reached out to people in lots of places. Like, yo, if there's video of Amon-Ra St. Brown punching him, let me have it. And nobody has it. Period.
I'd be willing to bet that it was just Amon-Ra St. Brown being an elite chirper, which he's known around the league. He's an elite chirper. He carries grudges.
Right.
And so you got goaded by him when you shouldn't have been. Now I get it. You're frustrated. They're carving you up like a Thanksgiving turkey. So I get that he was frustrated, but you got to be better than that. So with six defensive starters out, and Daniel's not even going, McLaurin's not going, the news with Amos and Burks, just more pain on top of it, how do they get a win? Don't know. But if they're defensively better, then you can triage not having to fire Joe Witt, which any head coach doesn't want to throw his own guys overboard.
Sure.
But you know how sports works, JP. When things get really, really bad, at some point, the fans, the media, they want a warm body hitting the water. And that's just the way sports is. Has 100%. Nothing to do with who deserves it or not. So I think this buys a week. Will it work? No. It won't work, just like the moving him to the sideline didn't work. Just like players-only meetings don't work.
Right.
There's a long list of things in the NFL that sound like a good idea that don't actually work.
I mean, it's a very old saying that, like, my high school football coach would say. It's not X's and O's. It's Jimmy's and Joe's. Like, they just don't have the horses defensively. Yeah. And last year, defensively, the offense was so good and went on these crazy long drives, and the defense was much better at getting big plays when they needed them, right? And they didn't turn it over, so you get a turnover or two, and things skew your direction. And this year, largely the defense is a year older. I fear that some of the players that really showed up for them in big moments last year regressed, and I don't know that it's their fault or development or just the situation around them, but you know, Mikey, Kwan, I think those are good players that are not playing as well this year as they did last year. Wagner, not playing as well this year as he did last year. Luvu, and then you combine that. I think injuries regardless hurt, but when you get a cluster of injuries, I like that term. I believe DQ or Joe Witt even said it. Like, the cluster of injuries at the DN position has really just kneecapped their pass rush.
Yep.
And when you get no pass rush and you've got questionable play on the back end, it's just a recipe for what we've seen.
Yeah.
And
you're dead. No one in this league can cover for more than 3.5 seconds. So with no pass rush and you're getting dropbacks that are lasting 4+ seconds, you're dead. Someone's going to be open.
Totally. So to me, this is more about appeasement, acknowledgement, giving some level of accountability to fans who are furious.
We're doing something.
And I wonder what, if any, role ownership had in this.
Hmm.
Dude, if you're Josh Harris and you're sitting in your box and you got Donald Trump sitting next to you and you're just getting gashed.
That can't be good.
And the week before, you're on Sunday Night Football and Seahawks receivers are 15 yards clear running into the end zone. Yeah. Like, and it's happening week Monday Night Football. You're out in Kansas City, and the second half of that thing, it was a name your score situation for KC. Yeah. It's been name your score for the last four games, or if you want to be generous, 3.5 games.
Right.
Dallas could have done anything they wanted. Eventually, they called the dogs off. Right. Seattle could have done anything they wanted. Detroit could have done anything they wanted. That first half of Kansas City, they deserve credit for. But defensively, it has been an absolute train wreck, and I don't know that Joe Witt is putting them in the best positions to succeed. I've taken great issue with the refusal to change things up and try to generate pressure because you're not getting it with your front four or even five. But, like,
we're at Witt's end defensively, because it was shocking. And I think everyone was saying this respectively on social media, on shows, whatever, that it looked like the Lions at times were operating against air.
Totally.
That it's the kind of
some
thing
of
you
the holes
don't
you saw in the run game.
There was that one hole for Gibbs that was so wide. You're like, what happened? Did the computer glitch here?
Right.
Did your controller become unplugged?
Right.
How is this even a thing? So I think that if it's bad again in Spain, and I think there's every reason to believe it probably will, because the Dolphins, even without Tyreek Hill, have speed and weapons and guys that can threaten
Waddle
you.
Waddle and Achan.
Hell yeah.
Achan can run the ball.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to keep diving into this Dan Quinn thing. What does it mean for Sunday? Quick break. Sam Cosmi will join us from Spain at 11 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.